USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Republican request for documents related to Joe Biden's family international business schemes, including Hunter Biden's business deals that may be influencing U.S. foreign policy, was dismissed by House Democrats on Tuesday. Ignoring the fact that he invaded a sovereign country, Russian President Vladimir Putin has announced a partial military mobilization on Wednesday, again blaming the West for the conflict in Ukraine, saying it wants to destroy our country. Putin said mobilization events will begin today. An explosion at the BP refinery in Oregon, Ohio, Tuesday evening has two people badly burned and in the hospital, relatives claim. A BP spokesperson said the refinery has been safely shut down while the investigation is underway. The National Hurricane Center is reporting Hurricane Fiona strengthened to a Category 4 storm with maximum sustained winds of 130 miles an hour as it moved away from the Turks Caicos Islands towards Bermuda on Wednesday morning. The system is projected to not hit the United States mainland. Lawyers for Civil Rights, a Boston-based law firm, is assisting a group of illegal immigrants to sue Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and others for giving them a free flight to Martha's Vineyard. The Republican governor on Fox News.
You've had migrants die in the Rio Grande, yet 50 die in Texas in a trailer because they were being neglected. Was there a freak out about that? No, there wasn't. You've had criminal aliens get across that southern border and victimize Americans, killing some, raping some. Was there any type of outrage about that? No.
DeSantis provided documents in Spanish signed by the immigrants before they were put on flights, agreeing this was voluntary and the sanctuary cities could help them in a time of need. The Massachusetts National Guard was called in to remove all the immigrants from the island. USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
President Biden will argue with the United Nations today that Russia has violated the core tenets of the United Nations during his address to the General Assembly. Biden's speech will come less than a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered partial military mobilization in a redoubled effort to take Ukraine. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
These are not the actions of a confident country. These are not acts of strength. Quite the opposite. And the United States, our allies and partners in the international community, will stand against these transparent efforts on the part of Russia and stand firmly with Ukraine and the Ukrainian people.
Surging prices for lithium are intensifying, a race between automakers to lock up supplies, and rising concerns that a shortage of the battery metal could hinder electric vehicles' popularity. Lithium carbonate prices in China, the benchmark, stands at about $71,000 a metric ton. The United Nations says we have a fertilizer problem.
World leaders and diplomats are attending the 77th United Nations General Assembly this week in Manhattan. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres calls for action on the global fertilizer shortage.
If the fertilizer market is not stabilized, next year's problem might be food supply itself.
He says there are already reports of West African farmers with smaller crop yields because of fertilizer costs and availability.
That's Tim Berg reporting, and we are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your car. Like 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic, now just $33.95, plus earn double O rewards points. Extend the life of your vehicle, improve performance, and protect your engine against sludge and wear with Mobil 1 Full Synthetic at O'Reilly Auto Parts and O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.